Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 497 and a quarter, down 5. July, 502, down 5 and a half. Soft May wheat, 478 and a quarter, down 7 and 3 quarters. July, 482, down 6 and a half. May corn, 361 and 3 quarters, down 2 and 3 quarters. July, 366, down 3 and 3 quarters. September, 373 and 3 quarters, down 3 and 3 quarters. December, 384 and a half, down 3 and 3 quarters. July is 16, 409 and a half, down 4 and a quarter. May soybeans, 971, up 1 and a quarter. July, 971 and a half, up 3 quarters. September, 956 and 3 quarters, up a half. May soybean meal is trading 314.50, down 10. May soybean oil, 31.65, down 2. April live cattle, 160, 12 and a half, down 105. April feeders, 214.40, down 45. The May contract, though, down 192 and a half. May lean hogs, 72.55, they're up 60 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, since the opening bell, corn has shown additional weakness, and we have new lows for the year.
Well, actually, we did have a little spurt of buying interest, particularly when 9:30 rolled around.
Right.
Didn't last very long, though. But there was some plus signs for just a little bit. Part of that, and it might happen again today, part of that was due to option expiration on Friday. And there was a huge amount of put options exercised, which means they converted puts to short futures positions. And initially what happened is there's some buy stops unchanged to sort of protect and defend that position. Then there was a little bit of profit taking to give us a little bit of spurt, but didn't last long. If you blinked, you missed it. Like you mentioned there, we are a little easier again. Got sort of an open week here to see some planting progress pick up steam. Even the wettest of most wettest areas, guys feel that maybe Wednesday they can get in and get a little work accomplished. It's really interesting. You know, varies a lot from area to area. We've got guys that are virtually done with corn for the first time, and guys haven't really turned a wheel in some areas. So as a nation, going home last Friday, the trade is looking for corn progress to be 16 to 19%. But this morning, some guys getting fairly aggressive, saying we could maybe be closer to 25% complete as a nation on corn. I don't know. I think we've made some good headway in some areas, but probably 20% might be fair at this time. Then we'll have our first estimate on the beans, and there's ideas maybe 2 to 3% of the bean crop in the ground. And for the guys who are done with corn, there's some ideas that we'll see some beans start to go in the ground here midweek also, Dave.
So if we look at the open window of this week that Drew Werner is projecting, I guess we can come back next week and look at corn at something over 40.
Well, that's, yes, it's good, good projection. Kind of on target here, the commercial grain trade is looking at 50% of the corn crop being in by May 4th, maybe 65% of the corn crop being in by May 11th. So yeah, we'll see how much progress we make. I mean, it's a conversational piece. You know, if you're one that's holding old crop grain or need to make new crop sales, you know, we're getting to the point now where it's awful hard to be betting on delayed plantings to help get prices higher.
So there's not a lot of weather premium in this marketplace.
There's still some in it, yes. There's still more to extract here as we move down the road. You know, if we're going to see some weather premiums. It's going to be on hot, dry conditions here, so we flip-flop the weather forecast potentially down the road.
So there's not a lot on the supply side that would rally this market potentially all the way into the June 30th acres report.
Before that, there could be some weather changes. Oftentimes, mid-June is a key window, but no, you're correct. We'll have another acreage estimate in June there. Be a little bit more on target, hopefully, on what really actually took place. Mississippi, Louisiana, the South, there's ideas there. Lost a few acres. So in fact, guys in Mississippi are switching to more cotton, if they can get that job accomplished here over the near term. So we'll see what the mix is, but it does look like we're going to see guys farm this year. There's going to be a crop. How big that crop is, we'll, debate that as time goes on. So, when you look at the big picture, we're in a demand-driven market now. We're kind of in a supply-driven market, trying to figure out what type of supply we're going to work with. But when you look at the longer-term picture and we flip it back to the demand side, there is straight concerns about this new crop demand. Currently, we have new crop demand running 40% behind last year's level. We did see a bean sale at 158,000 tons of beans unknown. We need to see a lot more of that in order to avoid a big drawdown in exports for this new crop production year.
And the same might be said of the corn with, you can close your eyes and squint a little bit and probably make an easy case for ending stocks above 2 billion bushels.
Somewhere in there. I don't know if it's 2.1 or 1.7. I don't know if it really matters a whole lot. We've got ample supply, not only domestically, but, worldwide. We're going to see a worldwide drawdown as we go, down the road. But, for right now, there's ample old crop around to sort of satisfy the need out there.
So with nothing bullish really to talk about on the fundamental front, do futures continue to slowly, particularly in the corn, soybeans too, but at least we had a little bit of a rally, so the tires got a little more air in it, but does the tire in corn and beans continue to leak slowly all the way into the end of the June report?
Well, that's a long ways away. A lot can happen just overnight, but I'd say, we're going to continue to stay soft in through here. Last Friday's technical action was very bearish. We're going to see some resistance back up to where the old support was in corn particularly. Beans are still hanging in there, but I think we're just kind of waller around in through here, kind of drift here for a while, and kind of wait for the next bit of news in through here. In order to get bullish, you're just going to have to see, a monsoon here next week, or else, a hot, dry weather materialize here as we get into the last part of June.
So what would be short-term downside targets and long-term downside targets should the crop verify?
Well, that's a good question. It's going to depend a lot on weather. But D's corn here, I imagine near term here, is 365, 375. Would be a downside area to look for. November beans, this 925 area, is fairly good support there. Well, take one step at a time and, see if we get to those levels and, see if those levels hold or not.
Longer term, is last year's low a reasonable target to put into play should the corn crop grow? Would be, 318?
Well, if we have the favorable weather and, things work out here where there's not a supply scare, for say, I think that would be some long-term targets to shoot for. But at that point, I'd turn around and be a buyer. I think, we're talking about this last 25, 40 cents down on corn. Mm-hmm. There might be 50 cents to dollar down in beans. We get down to those levels, I think you do 180 here, and you got to replace cash sales and look for, some type of long-term low to take hold.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. May corn, 362 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. December, 384 and three quarters, down 3.5. May soybeans, 973, up 3.25. November, 954 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.